Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I am Six Eyes. Hope everybody's doing well on this beautiful afternoon. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Going to have a great show. We're going to have our opening prayer after we find out how everyone is doing. How's everyone doing?
I'm cool. Praise the Lord.
All right, glad to hear it. Hope everyone is awoke and alert. Have your coffee, whatever it takes for you to get through the show. Once again, I want to thank you. We're going to have Pastor Bonnet right after the opening prayer because he has another preaching engagement. So let's get the opening prayer going, and we'll introduce Pastor Bonnet. Thank you.
Hello, big bro.
Hello, Emily.
All right. Well, let's get right with that open prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. In you we have another way, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this great day that you've given us, Lord Jesus. Now we ask you, Lord Jesus, take the wheel of this here program. Have your way and your perfect will in each and every heart, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, especially for that soul who is nearest hell. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children out there, Lord Jesus, we ask the same blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, Lord Jesus, as we speak, Lord Jesus, especially those, the family and friends of those who's lost someone, Lord Jesus, due to COVID-19, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch and comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, those dealing with COVID-19 as we speak, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then for those, Lord Jesus, out there who just are not living the life you asked them to live, living the ways of the world, Lord Jesus, we need to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves, Lord Jesus. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask you, Lord Jesus, all these wonderful blessings in your precious name, we ask you once again to touch this program. For it's in your name we pray and ask. Amen and amen.
Amen. All right, and now I introduce you, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. Thank you.
Amen. Let's go ahead and have a scripture reading and one song, and by then I'll be parked so I can minister without my hands on the steering wheel.
Amen.
All right, well, we got a scripture reading for you. Here we go.
And after that, play a song. Thank you.
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head. For that is even all one as if she have, if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. And this was 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. And may God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was a long one. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection and then our very own Pastor Bonnet here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network for September 25th, 2022. Amen. And we want to send out condolences to Emily, the passing of her father, Jim Onion, faithful listener of the 6 Eyes Radio Network. So our thoughts and prayers goes out to your family, your friends at this difficult time, praying for strength and comfort. And also, Papa 6 Eyes celebrated a heavenly birthday September 21st. Amen. Happy Heavenly Father, birthday, Father. Love you.
Amen.
Amen. Wolfgang.
Would you like the news while we wait for a song? It's 4 minutes, 40 seconds.
Sure, go right ahead, because I don't know where Wolfgang is.
Okay, here we go. And we'll have the news from NPR.org. It is the update for national news for today, Sunday, September 25th, 2022. And here it is.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora. The special House panel investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol last year holds another hearing this week, the first public session since the summer. Democrat Zoe Lofgren is on that panel. She says the committee has more information to share.
Well, we think it will be of interest. We have, of course, been working throughout the summer, and we have some additional information that we will relay that we think will better inform the public as to the events leading up to and during the January 6th riot.
She says it's possible this will be the last hearing before the committee issues an interim report later this year. Also this week, Congress is facing a deadline to reach agreement on a short-term spending bill. The fiscal year ends Friday. Voters are going to the polls in Italy today to elect a new government, one that's expected to be led by the first far-right prime minister since the end of fascism after World War II. NPR's Joanna Kikissis reports Italians are deeply divided about their prospective government, fearing isolation within the European Union.
Italy's next prime minister will most likely be 45-year-old Giorgia Meloni, leader of the Brothers of Italy party. Meloni would also be Italy's first female leader. But that fact does not cheer up Gloria Costa, an ex-banker.
Everybody knows that she comes from a fascism party. She's not for the poor people, for the immigrants.
But vegetable seller Silvio Amato calls Meloni a strong Italian woman. He says Meloni will crack down on corruption and protect Italian identity. Meloni's party is set to govern with two other right-wing parties. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Rome.
The Jewish New Year begins at sundown today. In Israel, thousands of people have made a religious pilgrimage to Ukraine despite the war. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv.
Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, and Becky Christel is in her Tel Aviv kitchen preparing a big holiday meal for the family.
There's lots of meat and couscous and potatoes, honey cake, and ice cream from honey.
It's a tradition to eat honey to hope for a sweet new year.
And I'm just wishing that the next year will be full of new surprises and that we all be healthy, that we live in peace.
Thousands of devout Jews from Israel have flocked to Ukraine for an annual pilgrimage to a Hasidic rabbi's tomb, despite pleas from the Israeli and Ukrainian governments not to go because the city has been hit by Russian missiles. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News from Washington. South Korean military officials say North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile towards the sea off its east coast today. In a statement, the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff called it an act of brave provocation. The test comes before planned military drills by South Korean and U.S. forces and a scheduled visit to the region this week by Vice President Kamala Harris. She's to stop in Seoul as part of a trip that will also include attending a memorial service in Tokyo for former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was shot to death in July. A fresh report on August inflation is due out this coming week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Commerce Department is set to report on Friday how much prices went up in August. This is the inflation yardstick that's most closely watched by the Federal Reserve. A month ago, the department said July's annual inflation rate was 6.3%, more than triple the central bank's target. Fed policymakers said this past week they expect inflation will be lower by the end of the year, but not as low as they had predicted back in June. In an effort to curb inflation, the Fed raised interest rates by another 0.75 percentage point and warned that additional rate hikes are likely in November and December. That helped fuel a sell-off on Wall Street, where all the major stock indexes were down this past week between 4 and 5%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
All of Florida is under a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Ian gains strength in the Caribbean. Meteorologists say it could begin a major hurricane when it reaches the United States later this week. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington. And now, more from NPR.
This is up for Sunday. I'm Rachel Martin.
Amen. That will conclude our summary for Sunday, September 25th, 2022. Amen.
All right, thank you.
Now I've got your guys' song ready.
No. We're okay. I just want everybody to be alert. And Pastor Bonnie, are you ready? Amen.
Yeah. Follow me just a moment. Jesus will. Let's go to church. This is the Six Eyes Radio Network, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. Yours truly today, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. I will be ministering a word from the Lord today, dealing with irony. You make me do right when Jesus will. They say get a little swag on. That means go ahead and rock with it. Do you know Jesus will do it for you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I know he will. I know that he will. I know that he will. He'll help me fight the battle. Jesus will do it for me. Amen. Not because of anything out the ordinary, but because he said he will. Amen. When I put my whole trust in the Lord, I put my trust in him because he is more than able to do everything that I ask. God bless you on today. I'm Pastor Kenneth Vine. I want to encourage you today in the Word of God. I pray that you have your Bibles with you today as we journey into the sacred today, as we study the truth of God's Word and how does it apply to me. This monthly emphasis has been on I'm busy! Exclamation point for who? Question mark. Dealing with being busy doing this, that, and the other. And not having time, really, to do what's needed to be done. Many of us, day by day, we're looking and we're saying we don't have time for this and we don't have time for that. But the truth of the matter is we haven't made certain things a priority in our lives. And so we haven't had time for them because we haven't made time for them. In the book of Ecclesiastes, that's an Old Testament book. Turn with me as we journey together. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. I will be reading the King James Version for your hearing. Once again, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says here, it reads, to everything there is a season. I want you to just say it to yourself. There is a season. Not the season, meaning one particular thing, but a season which applies to everything. How do I know? It says to everything there is a season. Don't say to every person. It says to everything because it deals with circumstances, duration. But let me go ahead and see how we, you and I, falls into that everything. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. That means for whatever you're trying to do in life, there's a season for it to be done in. Oh, yes, beloved. Whatever it is that you have to accomplish in this world, there's a season designed for it. Many times we're trying to do things, and the season for it is gone. or we're trying to do things and the season for it may not be yet. So there's a season for the thing that God has ordained to take place in your life. Remember Jeremiah 29:11, I know my thoughts towards you, declare the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Okay, let's go back to Ecclesiastes and see what he is saying. He says here, and every time, and a time under the heaven, a time to be born, that's the beginning, and a time to die. God delayed his coming, Christ delayed his coming, the calling of the church of God, which is in Christ Jesus. We all that are living now will die. Our beloved Brother Onion has gone on to be with the Lord. We thank God that Sister Emily was able to witness his claiming or asking God to be his Lord and Savior. And he had been part of the Brock several years now, faithfully. And he's gone on to be with the Lord. Why? Because his time to die had came. Yes, we're going to be sad. We're going to miss him. And those that were close to him will miss him the most. But to everything, there is a season. There's a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to be planted and a time to be plucked up that which was planted. If you ever planted vegetables in the ground, collard greens and things of that nature, they are planted in the ground, but there comes a season when that which you have planted grow and develop, and now it's time to pluck up that which was planted. Amen, because you may have planted a seed, but it was now time for you to reap the harvest. Now, that's all we need to read concerning this text, because it goes on and it deals with a whole lot of things. But I want you to grab hold of, there's a season in your life to do the thing that God has called you to do. I want you to understand that even Jesus Christ himself did not just do what he wanted to do while he was on earth. No. Jesus was on a mandate. And he had said in his own self, I must work the work of him that sent me. And check this out. He said, wow, it's day. So he understood that there's things that we can't do just when we want to do. I know the scriptures say they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. But we have misquoted the word wait. Many people have taken the word wait as in don't do nothing. But how many of you ever gone out to a restaurant and you had a waiter or a waitress that didn't do nothing? They didn't fill your water glass. They didn't fill. They didn't bring your food out on time. They gave your plate to her and her plate to you. Or they just didn't do the thing, and you called that waiter a bad waiter or bad waitress. You didn't consider that they messed up your order, and she wasn't apologetic. She didn't see to meeting the need that was required of her to do as one that's waiting. See, waiting don't mean sitting and doing nothing. Waiting is attending to those things needed at the time. Now, a lot of times we don't understand. We want to wait on the Lord, but we don't want to do nothing. And so you can't wait on God and don't do nothing, but you must be busy with doing what he has already called you to do. Why? Because he's going to bring into account what you're doing right now. And so you must be busy in the season that he has you in. And sometimes it may not be your time to shine, but it doesn't mean it's not your time to grow. A seed that is planted in the ground is planted out of sight. And because it's out of sight don't mean it's not doing anything. under the ground, it is going through a germination period where that seed is really dying. Lord, help me today. And sometimes in life, you go through circumstances that it seems like you're going through a death. Mm-hmm. Things are not working the way you want it to work. Things are struggling. And you're wondering why you are struggling now. Mm-hmm. When you realize that as God rained his favor on you, as God rained his blessing upon you, what's those blessings when you're going through trouble, a chance to see another day? Mm-hmm. He woke you up that morning. Mm-hmm. That's the rain of God, that he gave you another opportunity, space opportunity for repentance. Face an opportunity to see that which you haven't seen before. And when you learn to be appreciative of the time, then you can understand what it is to truly begin to wait on God to manifest his glory in you and through you. When you're willing to be the vessel he can use. Many times we want God to use us, but we won't study. How can God use you as a teacher when you won't study? Well, I ain't go to school. Me neither. Mm-hmm. Well, I did take some schooling, but I didn't go to no great institution. Uh-uh. And long before I took that study, I was already reading the Word because I came up in the church. I was already reading the Bible for myself. I was going to Sunday school. I was doing the thing that was made available for me. Until those things that I desire to do came available to me. See, we want the bigger picture, but we want the process of making the picture. So there's a time and there's a season for everything under the sun. The problem is, it's not that you don't understand timing and season. It is that when it's your time to shine, you think it's about you. Our fault is when we rise up, we don't bring nobody with us. When we develop, we don't help develop nobody else. And most times, many times, our actions is that of, I had to get it for myself, they need to get it for them. Very selfish attitude. Why would God bless you? Or why should God bless you with the ability to teach when you won't teach? Why should God bless you with the ability to preach his word when you only preach to certain people? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a sin all by itself. That's a whole nother text. And I'm not going to get into it because I preach that too. Amen. But that's a whole nother text dealing with recognizing folk with money and rejecting folk without. Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with, they came into the same place. You received a man, but you treated one better because you thought they can do better. And you treated the other worse because you thought they couldn't do. Mm-hmm. You didn't know who was there to help you. Uh-huh. So we got to be careful. For everything, there is a season and a time and a purpose. John chapter 9, verse 4 and 5 said, I must work the work of him that sent me. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus is under the full understanding that I must work the work of him that sent me while it's day. Too many times we want to show up late and then wonder why we're not the one being used. Well, you didn't respect the time. The service says 8 o'clock, and you showed up 8:30, and you want a seat in the front. Mm-hmm. You want to do the prayer service, but it started at 9, and you showed up at 9:20, and the person that's leading now, you just want them to move out the way. See, it's time out for us to trying to be wonders,
mm-hmm.
trying to be someone that we haven't developed to yet. So that time of visitation, that time of purpose, we have to recognize it. Jesus said, I must work. Uh-oh. We had to go back. Jesus didn't say, I must be. He said, I must work. Work is a required effort to accomplish a task. Work is required effort to accomplish a task. What works have you done for the kingdom of God? You want the benefits of the kingdom. You and I, we want the benefits of the kingdom of God, but we won't pay our premium. Well, Brother Peter, I just think you know, the Bible said naming and claiming. Where is it at? The Bible said, "Well, I can ask what I will." He said, "If you abide in Him, and my word abide in you." So there's a lot of things that pull out of context. Trying to state that God is for us, but we haven't done the requirement responsible to receive the results that God intends for us to have. Jesus came. Here it is, Jesus, the second part of the Trinity. He's all-powerful. He's almighty. He has the ability to do, hear my word, He has the ability to do whatever he wants. But he had to be subject to his earthly parents. He had to follow the early statement that he couldn't launch his ministry before he was 30. Because that was part of his custom where he came from. Couldn't just say anything that he wanted. He messed around and said to a fig tree, because it had leaves but no fig, ain't nobody gonna eat from you no more. And because he is life, the fig tree drew it wilted up. So the next day, coming by that tree, the disciples saw it, say, hey, the tree you spoke to is wilted. It's drawn up. There's power in his word. So imagine if he just got mad at them that was abusing him before he got to the cross. When they were saying, prophesy to me, prophesy. Who hit you? Who hit you? Imagine if he didn't have discipline. He didn't have self-control over his mouth. Imagine what he could have said that would have aborted the whole program of him dying for our sins. So Jesus says here, I, in John chapter 9, verses 5 and 4, he said, I must work the work. That means there's a set assignment, and I must be about getting it done. Of him who sent me. Who sent him? The Father. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave. That means he sent. In order for him to give us something, it had to come to us. So he sent Jesus. While it is the night cometh when no man can work. In other words, this is the time of my life. So I must do what I can in this moment. A lot of time we wait, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm too young to get saved. And they want to give the world their strength and come to God and expect God to accept their weakness and wonder why God don't move on them like he have done for others. Because you have gave God your leftovers. If you went to a restaurant and ordered a meal, and just so happened the meal that you ordered was the same meal that another customer ordered on two tables over, and they only ate part of the meal and said, well, since you want this same type of meal, we're going to over to you. Here you go. I guarantee you, you will be more than insulted. You will be livid. You will be extremely angry. You will be fuming mad. Okay, let me just go and tell you. You're going to cuss everybody out that has something to do with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to tell them something and some more. Mm-hmm. You're going to be vocal to the highest for them to give you the plate that somebody else ate off of because it was left over just because it's the same thing you wanted. But that's how we treat God. We want to give the devil what God blessed us with and then give the leftover to God. Can't say amen, just stay out. It's tight, but it's right. Mm. Whether we like it or not, we have given God our less when he required the best. Now, here's great news. Thank God for his amazing grace. Because many of us did it in ignorance. We did it unknowingly. But they tell me when you know to do right, that's what you're supposed to do, do right. When you know better, you do better. That being said, let us do better by giving God what he deserved in this season. So Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it's day. The night cometh, the night, see, not a night. So he was talking about something specific. That's death. Cometh when no man can work. The only opportunity you can make a difference in this world is while you are alive. Yes, your legacy and things that you have started, programs may go on long after you, but it's going to be in the hands of those that's running it for you. So for you to make a difference in this world, now is your moment. For you to make a difference in the life of your children, now is the moment. You must work. As your children are young, you don't wait till your children get 13, 14 years old, then start teaching them right from wrong. No, you begin to teach them right from wrong at the very beginning of understanding of anything. The youth issue that we're having today is not, quote-unquote, a youth issue. It's a parenting issue. The parents have not discerned the time and season, the time to raise up their children, the time to train and groom their children. Jesus said this. He said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Although Christ is physically sitting on the right-hand side of the throne of God, he abides in the world today through you and I who carry his spirit, Christ's light. So if we are not being Christ-like, then the light of Christ is not being shown. It's very important. Luke chapter 5, verse 17 says, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there was a Pharisee and doctors of the law sitting, which were come out of every town of Judea. And every town of Galilee, and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present here. Now here it is, the Son of God is going around teaching. many times that's what he was primarily doing, was teaching people. But at this time, the presence of God to heal was in the atmosphere. The Bible tells us to recognize our times of visitation. And so here, the presence of God to heal signifies or means to me that there's not always a time to heal. That means you have to recognize the time that God has given you for good health. You have to recognize, you and I, we have to recognize the time that God has given us to get better. Because there's a timing for these things to be released in our atmosphere. Times we're busy doing this and that, but we're not recognizing our time. I'm reminded of a story in the book of Esther. I don't know if you know the story of Esther. Esther is a young lady, a Jewish girl. The Jews was in captivity at the time. And they was up under a different, if I would say, regime. And so being up under another king and not up under their own order, their own custom or in their own country, they're now subject to the rules and regulations of another kingdom. And this king, and most of us know the story, this king had a queen who thought she was too good to do what he asked. Thought she was someone of importance and failed to show up when the king asked her to show up. And it brought dishonor to her and shame to him. And his leaders told him, "King, if you don't do something about this, every woman in the kingdom is now going to disrespect her husband because the queen was allowed to disrespect you." See, there's a time and season that we have to deal with stuff. We can't let stuff fester. And here it is. The instruction was to remove Esther as queen and find for him a new queen. Long story short, through a series of events and purification, Esther was chosen to be the new queen. Well, her uncle, whom took her and raised her as his own daughter, became a man that was despised by someone else in leadership in the kingdom. And the hatred of that man for him because of her uncle caused him to not just dislike him, but dislike all Jews in general. And because of his position, he utilized his position to manipulate the king and his money to manipulate the king in allowing him to make a decree that could not be changed and could not be altered by the laws of the Medes. And because he was not allowed to change the law, once this law was written in stone, it could not be changed. And so he had a law set that all Jews on a certain day will be killed, and money will be paid out to everyone that killed Jews. Terrible thing. But we want to talk about timing and seasons. Sometimes we get certain titles in life and certain positions in life, that we're so busy in those positions that we don't realize that position that I have was not just so I can have a name to say I'm so-and-so and I'm this. People that call me, that know me, that I've ministered over the years, many of them call me Prophet Bonnet because of the gift of God in me. But I can't carry that title if I'm somebody better than you. Many of you all know me as Pastor Bonnet. I can't carry that title and think I'm something better than you. I often tell people my mother named me Kenneth. My last name is Bonnet. I'm a human being capable of ups and downs, good and bad, right and wrong, just like you. But I can't be so busy being pastor that I forget that I'm father. I can't be so busy being prophet that I forget that I'm a husband. Be so busy being evangelist and forget I am my brother's keeper. And many times we take our titles, and even as a business owner, I can't be so busy till I forget about those that don't have a job. I can't be so busy that I dismiss others around me, that it caused me to miss the assignment that God has for me. Esther wasn't queen because she was beautiful, and she was. And she wasn't queen because she was young, and she was. But her position, her title, put her in a position where she can save a nation. How do you know whether or not the position that you have today, whatever it is, small or great, is not there to win others, to save others, to preserve life? Came out and was given to Mordecai. He told Esther, listen, you're going to have to go to the king and tell him. And we see this in the text, Esther chapter 4, verse 13. I'm going to read it from the New Living. Malachi sent this reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment, because you're in the palace, you will escape when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at this what time? If you keep quiet at this time, if you keep quiet at the time like this, excuse me. See, there was an opportunity for you to minister to your supervisor. There was an opportunity for you to bring correction in a wrongful statement that was made about the kingdom of God, about Christ. And you didn't correct it when you had the opportunity. Well, I don't want nobody to think I'm just preaching. I don't want to. Yeah, if you miss the time and don't realize that you were planted there for a season. Remember, for everything there is a time. There's a thing going on. There's a purpose going on. Season that God wants to utilize us. So he says to her, if you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and rely for the Jews will rise from some other place. Deliverance and relief for the Jews will rise If you stay quiet, God will raise somebody else up. You're wondering why others were promoted? Maybe, just maybe, you stayed quiet at the wrong time. You're wondering why other people had ministerial opportunity? Maybe because you stayed quiet in the time that you should have spoke for the Lord. So deliverance came from another place. So he told her deliverance will come from some other place. But you and your relative will die. That means you're not going to escape the calamity. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this. Brothers and sisters, I want to share with you today as I try to come to a close. Who knows why favor was on you? It may be for a time such as this. Don't think your quietness of preaching the gospel or sharing the good news with others that you can get by without doing your part in the kingdom. Somebody needs to hear the word. There's much more I can add to this. Much more. And I want to share more, but my time won't permit me because of another obligation that I have. I want to encourage you to tune in tomorrow night. And as Lord say the same, I want to pick up from right here and go into the next phase of this. And that will be dealing with, and I tell you, we're back at St. John chapter 5. Mm-hmm. And this is really what God wants us to understand. There's a time for my deliverance. And I got to stop looking for others to do what God wants to do himself through me. So we'll pick up right there, the Lord will, and say the same. But I want to encourage you. Don't miss your time. Time and a season. That means God is working. And if you feel like this is not your season, that does not mean God is not working. That does not mean God is not moving on your behalf. It do, however, mean that there's things that you understand not. And the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needing not to be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. Now I share it with you today, the true word of God, the name of my ministry, True Word of Faith. And so I want to encourage you, only what you do for Christ is going to last. And God is only obligated to fulfill his own will. So we are to pray God's will, not just our way. Learn what the Bible says and understand the picture is bigger than what you know. God bless you. I love you with the love of God and the love of Christ. I pray that you will receive what I have given today. And if you don't, well, you'll find out for yourself one way or another. Just keep on living and you'll come back to it. You can download this today by going to the online app, either through iHeart or through Blog Talk Radio, and listen to this program again. Listen to this message. Write down the scriptures. Go back and study them again for your one self to see, kept it in context, and what does it mean for you. Find out where you are. The beautiful thing about GPS, most of our mobile devices have that today. If you're going somewhere and you put in that destination, the one other thing that is needed is where you are now. It's good that the phone can have my location, and it'll zero in on where you are. But if you don't know where you are right now, if you don't know where you are right now, may be an issue. We must know where we are in God. It's not good for us to just be here, but we must know and understand our purpose. And the way you do that is through prayer, is through reading your word, is through having good leadership. If you don't have a pastor, I'll be your radio pastor for right now, right into the station. Call Brother Stitch. Leave a message on the blog page there. We want to pray with you and for you. I'm not the only preacher on this program. We got Doc Quick, Missionary Ken. We have other, Tim Grubel. We have people here that believe in the power of prayer and know the word of God. We'll pray with you and for you. You need a spiritual leader. Why? Your body needs a head. Everybody needs someone to follow. There's a great understanding in being under leadership. A lot of people don't understand it. To have authority and to be under authority, the Roman soldier got it right. He told Jesus, he said, I ain't worthy for you to come under my roof, but I am a man of authority, under authority. I say to one of my servants, do this and that, and they do it. And my leader tell me to do this and that, and it's done. And when you're under leadership, it validates your leadership. And when those are under you, you validate them. That's the body of Christ. Amen. So much more I can say, but I want to thank you for the time you have given me. Thank you, Missionary Ken. God bless you, Brother Charles, our radio founder. We want to thank him for this platform of Six Eyes Radio. And we want to encourage him to keep on. Just celebrated 11 years. And so he has operated in a time and a season. Suppose if he would have waited to after he lost his sight to try to do this. But I'm so glad that he did it in the time that he did. So God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, thank you all. I see you all tomorrow on Motivational Monday, 6 Eyes Motivational Monday at 9 p.m. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor, and you have a safe and good speaking engagement.
Oh, I'm sorry. Also, tomorrow is my birthday.
Hello.
And so y'all make sure y'all tune in. I'm taking off from my secular job. But because this is ministry, I'm not taking off this time. I'm going to be part with y'all. So I will be there tomorrow. And all of those that want to send me birthday money, well, you can send it cash out to $BonnetBonnet. B-O-N-N-E-T-T. God bless you all. I love y'all. Take care.
All right. All right. God bless. Have a good speaking engagement. And tomorrow for your birthday, how about going live on Facebook for your birthday? I think that would be awesome.
I may do just that. I don't know.
Amen.
You were trying to get me to go live for years, so I need to catch my timing then. I need to get in my timing. Amen.
Yeah. And another thing you can do to get your birthday started off right, you and the wife, I got this movie I recommend for y'all. You pop some popcorn and you watch this movie. You'll enjoy it. It's with Billy Bob Thornton.
Sling Blade going to have to wait till later. Because she's taking me to see the new Avatar.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Enjoy. Enjoy.
All right. Well, you definitely enjoy your birthday tomorrow. You know, I have somebody sing happy birthday to you. Renowned singer, duo. So they will be singing for you tomorrow. So stay tuned for that.
All right,
and we'll go from there. Once again, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. Put this number in your phone for your Android and iPhone users. The number is 424-243-9617. Please like the Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. Go follow that page. Amen.
Amen. Talk to y'all later. I'm signing
right.
off, Brother Pitt.
All right, brother. God bless. All right, that was our very own Pastor Kev Bonnet. Who do we have with us this afternoon? Who's on the line with us?
We're looking at that six.
Holy Ghost Band of Angels. We have Kenny, Emily, looks like six, and we have somebody with a 215 number 930. I don't know them.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for our listeners. Amen. So what do we have up next?
Hey, Big Bro.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
Next thing we're supposed to have is our bloodhound.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Okay, let's have our bloodhound. Hello to Cuba. Out there, Cuba. All right, amen. And the rest of our surrounding city, states, and faraway countries, we appreciate you.
Amen.
And here we go.
The Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
And aren't you glad when you trust in him? And we'll hear that one more time.
The Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
And here's where we hear about another blessing that we can get from the Lord. Amen. We'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake.
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
Anybody know where that verse is found?
That's the one from last week.
That's right. So where do you think it's found? And since Ruthie has actually does not know where Emily and I located these verses, me and Emily are the only two that know where this verse is. Ruth, you could try yourself to see if you think you know where it's at.
Kenny, it's just somewhere between the front and back cover and before the maps.
Right.
That is 1284.
What was that,
Look
six?
It around.
1284.
Flip it around.
Amen.
Flip it around, amen. You're right there. You're right there, Brother Charles.
You were right there, six. Flip it around.
Yes.
Psalm 84:12.
Amen.
That's correct. Psalm 84 and verse 12.
Amen.
That is correct. Good job, six.
Thank you. Yeah.
Amen. Did a good job locating that one, six. All right.
Amen.
So, all right, now for the one that you'll have to search out by next Sunday, and here it is.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
Ooh, we find out here that if you love God, you're born of him, and that's how you know that you're born of God, is because you're begotten of him. Amen. We'll hear that verse one more time. Amen.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
And we find out here that if we're born of God, we also love others too. That's how we know that we're born of God. And we'll hear that verse one more time for our listeners' sake.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
And that's what you got to sniff out by next Sunday. All right. See if six could do it two in a row. All right, that's going to be the interesting one. And
unless it gets a major. Ha-choo!
Right. And and speaking of Pastor Bonnet's message, a little point that I'd like to note, so even though he's not here listening, but he, if he does listen back to the archives, a little message that I'd like to, a little kind of, what do we call that? You know,
your takeaway on it, Ken.
Takeaway, yeah, a takeaway. He was talking about the healthy, wealthy crowd and how they like to pick verses out of the Bible and name it, claim it, that kind of thing. Well, what they always forget, even in the Bible, like Deuteronomy chapter 28, yes, God does give us blessings in the Word. But there's always, with every blessing, a condition. He always gives us condition. It's conditional. Even salvation, the blessing of salvation comes conditional. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. See, it's conditional. If you don't confess Jesus with your mouth, you don't get saved. If you don't believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you don't get saved. See, it's conditional. And the most famous verse in the Old Testament that everybody likes to use during revivals, I'm going to say it the other conditional way, if you don't. If my people, which are called by my name, shall not humble themselves and shall not pray and shall not turn from their wicked ways, then will I not hear from heaven and will not heal their land. Think about it. That's the other side of the coin. We don't want to hear that. All we want to hear is the good stuff, that he will heal our land, that he will hear our prayers, that he will do all that. We want to hear the good stuff. We want to hear the cookies and the cakes and the apple pudding of the Word of God. We don't want the spinach. We don't want the kale, the liver of the Word of God. We don't want that. But God's Word is full of all those good things. When you really look for them, even though they're hard to stomach, but they're good for us. He told us what to do. They were conditional. Yeah, we'll get blessed. But remember, even Deuteronomy 28, when God wrote that, yeah, 14 verses of that chapter were about how he'd bless his people. But the other remaining down to verse 65 of that chapter were about being cursed if you did not listen and did not do what he said. So just a little takeaway there on what God's word had to say. So if you listen and you pay attention to what God said and you obey him, you'll be blessed.
Amen.
So anyone else got a takeaway from today's message?
Just the whole message, the whole message.
Well, that's good to know, Six, but anything in specific that really caught your ear?
Making good use of the time caught my attention. Making good use of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing if we hear something and we know it is not right, it's not okay for us to be willfully silent. We have to be able to use the time and the talent that God has given us to speak in a moment on the truth and love. Amen.
That's a good one. All right, Ruth, did you get anything specific out of the message?
Well, I remember what he said about a time to die and a time to, you know, whatever. And that comes from Ecclesiastes. That is really true, because really, look at, for Jim, I mean, I actually had a cousin, actually my cousin's husband's name was the same as Jim Onion and James Onion, and they're cousins, so they're all gone now. They're up in heaven, probably having fun with Grandma. So, yeah, it's a time to die. We all have a time to live, a time to die, a time to dance, whatever, and God gives us all these blessings. So I like that part of this message.
All right, Emily, did you have any specific takeaways?
Just with today's message, basically it showed me that there was a time for God to call Dad home, even though it's hard.
Yeah, we understand that, Em. He was a good listener, though. We got to admit that one thing. He may not have punched the number one or joined into many of the actual programs. There were very few of them that he did, but he was very faithful to our shows. And we're going to miss him, so. All right. All right, well, just for everybody's information, if you wish to get a copy of this program or any other program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you got several options. If you're a smartphone or tablet user, just go to the podcast section of your smartphone or tablet and type in Six Eyes Radio. That's SIXEYES space radio, RADIO. And once you've done that, click enter, And you'll see us pop right up there, and then all you do is click subscribe. If you're an Android or Apple user, you will need to download first the iHeartRadio app, iHeartRadio. Once you've got that downloaded and installed, go to your iHeartRadio app. Then you can use the same procedure. Just click into your iHeartRadio app on their search box, Six Eyes Radio. Once you've typed that in, click to enter. We'll pop up there. Then you just click subscribe, and you'll have us on your Android or Apple device. You can also go to the internet and go to blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes. That's blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes. And you'll be able to get all our great programming there. Also, just go into your Google search and type in Six Eyes Radio, and you'll be able to get all our programming off the web right there and find us all over the place. As Six has said, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media, so you'll want to check us out, as well as like our Facebook pages, the Facebook page for Six Eyes Radio. Also, there is a Facebook page for the AJ and the Squad page. That's an interesting little program you might want to check out on Friday night, 9 p.m. here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. They have a Facebook page there. And Six, if I missed any of the other Facebook pages, you can fill in for that. And then, of course, if you wish to make a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember, listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network is free for you to do, but it's not cheap for us. It does take money for us to keep on the air. So we would appreciate a love gift from you. There are several methods you can do to help us stay on the air. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to paypal.com. and enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. If you wish to send a check or a money order, contact Brother Six Eyes at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com. In the subject line, put donation information requested, and in the body of your email, explain that you're wishing to send a check or a money order and need the pay to and snail mail information to send your check or money order. And he will get back to you with that information, and you'll be able to do that through check or money order. And once again, we thank you here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, and God will richly bless you. Amen. All right, Six, I think I covered most of it, if not all of it. So if you have anything further to say, the floor is yours.
Well, yeah, I have a blast from the past. People you don't remember from the Six Eyes Radio Network, but I got my cousin Herbert here.
Hey, what's up, what's up?
Hey, what's up, what's up?
That's Herbert, so you're all over the world right now, Herbert. And then we got the world-renowned drummer, who taught Clyde Stubblefield, and Max Roach.
Greatest drummer in Cleveland.
Greatest drummer in Cleveland, Gerard.
Rhinestone Cowboy, how you doing? Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Yes, yeah, so we're all over the world. So got them here. Of course, you know, we got Mama, Papa, Six Eyes here with us still spiritually. And it's a beautiful day. Once again, we want to thank you. And it's our hope that something that was said on this broadcast have touched you and left you feeling better than what you came. Six Eyes Radio Network is on 7 days a week for your pleasure. So give a call at 424-243-9617 tomorrow, Motivational Monday. That's 8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and 6 Pacific. All right. I'm done. God bless. Thanks for listening. Anybody got any parting words before we go?
Love you.
All right. Love you.
Love everybody.
All right.
Keep strong and stay
safe. Love you, big bro.
All right. And once again, Emily, we're sorry for the passing of your father. So we're holding you up from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Send me, you know, strength of comfort at this difficult time. Faithful listener, mm-hmm. your father. And we're here for you. So just know that. Amen.
Six?
Yes.
I'm going to let you know. As soon as I can get it done, there is going to be a donation coming to you, and it's being done in memory of Dad.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. But right now, it's about you. It's not about me. It's not about the station. It's about you. Us being here for.
Well, it was something he asked me to do, sir.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely honor it. And I'm glad I had the pleasure of knowing your father.
Yeah, about 2 days before he passed six, the nurse went in by him, and I asked the nurse if she would relay a message to him, and I said it to be funny. And I actually got to hear one last laugh out of him.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes.
It wasn't one of his real strong belly laughs like he do, but it was still enough of a laugh to know, hey, Dad thought it was funny.
That's all right.
Yes.
All right. Amen. Well, the beauty is we got him on a couple of broadcasts when he did speak, you know, so that's the beauty right there.
Well, the thing was he should have stuck around for one last time to listen to Tim Groover.
Well,
yeah, in that case, we used to tease him and tell him
that was his favorite broadcast.
Yeah. Well, in that case, you know, I think he exit stage left before Tuesday.
Don't you mean exit stage right there?
No, they exit stage left.
Yeah, and he always said it was good for a nap.
That's what he used to say about the Tim Groover show. He says, that's a good show to take a nap on.
Yeah,
wow.
See, that's good for a two-hour nap.
Wow.
He didn't say that six about any of the other programming here at the 6A's Radio Network, where it goes just that show. He says that show is good for a 2.5 hour nap. That was our little private joke about that. And so something for a good memory here with Emily, we just thought we'd bring that up.
Yeah, well, that's funny. I'm glad he had a sense of humor. That's great right there.
Yes.
So that's
something I told him. Six, do you remember when I brought up to you about the snoring sound effect and you said, don't do it?
Yes.
Dad goes, heck, you should have done that one time just to see if you could have got a call from Six.
Wow.
I said, you're trying to get me in hot water with Big Bro. I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah, she was half tempted to fire off that sound effect in the middle of Tim's show.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And yeah, he's not going to be on our next album, Ken. He'll not be on our next album because you, me, and Emily are going to produce an album together. Now we're the Asheville Angels, and he's definitely not because he's not exactly on key, darling.
All right, ladies and gents.
Yeah, I've got to share this memory again because this was funny. We're sitting on mute up in his old apartment. We're on mute. Tim goes trying to sing. What's Dad do? start howling like a wolf.
Hey, man, well, we're going to get out of here. Once again, we want you to enjoy the rest of your afternoon. For you sport enthusiasts, go Browns, go Cavs, whatever your team is. I'm not a sports guy. I'm a music guy. That's what I do. I play it. I create it. I love it. There it is. So God bless. And if you're ever in the Ohio area, a good place to check out. Otherwise, the Six Eyes Music Studio Productions, also the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Great, great place. If you got 9 hours to spend, it takes 9 hours to complete the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if you take an aerial view of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I've met both who designed that building, also the Museum of Science and Technology. I've met the architect. So the area view of the museum, science museum, that is a scale. That's a scale. And the area view of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a giant record with the needle going to place on the album. That's what the area view is for you right there. So we might have that question as a trivia question of the Six Eyes Radio Network, and you might win a T-shirt or coffee mug from the Six Eyes Radio Network. So stay tuned for that. We have merch coming up soon, Six Eyes Radio merchandise. We also have the LeVar Spiegelman line. So stay tuned. Great things are happening at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And all praise is due to our Lord, Most High, whatever you refer to him as. So thank you. And Mama, yes, I am keeping the station going. I'm on right now speaking. So love you, miss you. Hello, mother. Hello, father. Hello, sister. Hello, brother. And the rest of your family, my family, that's gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. Hello to you all. All right. Mm-hmm. We're out of here. God bless. You've just enjoyed the Six Eyes Radio Network, Six Eyes Gospel. Take care. All right, we're out of here. Let's go.